Kemper head football coach Ryan Steinkamp joining us here on the Mackey Motors at pregame here on 1380 AM, 95.1 FM, KCIM. The Knights getting ready to host number two ranked Van Meter here on week number six. And I could tell you what, coach, first year as a head coach for you, but it's got to be crazy that we're in the sixth week of the regular season, just 1 week remaining after this one.
Absolutely. It's been flying by. You know, each week, you know, we keep focusing on getting better and some of that too. But, you know, the season's winding down, and hopefully we're ready to peak at the right time.
And hopefully, coach, do you feel like you guys have gotten better week in and week out? I know that was one of the main goals coming in.
You know, I think we have. You know, and each week we keep learning new things. You know, like last week we had some mistakes that, you know, let that game get away from us. But now it's going to refocus points for us this week. So, you know, it's kind of just a good reminder that, you know, I mean, this week you got something down pat that, you know, these kids need to be reminded of it and need to be retaught and just re-drilled. So that's been a big focus for this week so far, and the kids have done a great job of it.
Has it been one of your better weeks of practice?
So far it's been simple. It's been clean. We got a little more competitive this week. You know, just kind of challenging guys a little bit, but, you know, every play and every rep matters because, you know, last week we might think a play or two off or had a mistake, and that kind of cost us some big plays. So just really focusing this week, and the kids have stepped up and done a nice job.
Is tonight more about what you guys do really than it is what Van Meter does?
Yeah, I think so. Absolutely. You know, I mean, they're obviously a really sound football team, really well coached. There's not too much we can do to them that they're not to be prepared for, make adjustments to. So we're really focusing on the fundamentals. You know, we're trying to just get better each week. So really we're focusing on our blocking, our tackling, our assignments. You know, we have a few things, a few wrinkles we're going to throw in there. But, you know, we just want to get our kids in the right spot and, you know, give them the opportunity to go play their best football.
And, Coach, I know you and I were chatting before the game. You kind of said something to me that I've heard from a lot of coaches that have played Van Meter over the years with this coaching staff. They don't beat themselves. They just don't make mistakes. How do you guys prepare for a team like that?
You know, the quarterback hasn't thrown an interception yet. He's thrown 80%, which that's unheard of at almost any level. So, you know, they find openings and they take them. So we can try to be as sound as possible. A lot of times they take what the defense gives them. So we got a few schemes in there, but, you know, we're going to have to tackle and make plays in the ball. You know, we might give up a pass here or there, but you can't have a missed tackle and then run down the field. So tackling has been a big emphasis for us this week and getting guys to the ball and just doing their job. You know, there's 11 guys out there, but each person, they do their job. We can play pretty sound football together.
Coach, you mentioned Pettit, their quarterback, Jack Pettit, 33 of 41 on the season, but they're not just a team that comes out and chucks it around. The Dalton Van Pelt, a very good running back as well. What concerns you more? Which do you try to take away?
You know, I think, you know, in all teams and games, you got to stop the run first. So definitely have our guys ready to go in there to run. You know, and the passing game, they'll do it, you know, down-wise. You know, you kind of expect that they're going to pass, but they just have to do a really good job of maybe sneaking a guy out of the backfield. Or, you know, when they're on those pass routes, they're setting him up. And like, the receivers are on really good routes. And, you know, and the ball's thrown to them, they're catching it. You know, they're catching passes. You know, you don't pass 80% without having good receivers with good hands, too. So, obviously, he's very accurate. And, you know, they know what they're looking for. So, we're going to try to mix up our coverages a little bit. That way, we're not kind of sitting ducks out there if they know what it's taking to us at.
What have you seen from your defense over the last couple of weeks? I mean, this district's like a juggernaut, so they've been challenged week in and week out.
You know, we face a different style of offense every single week. You know, we kind of expected that this week. So, you know, the kids have been really coachable. You know, for the most part, we've been in the right spot. You know, they're trusting our game plan and stuff, too. It's just getting them to just be a little more focused and go make the plays. And sometimes you see them hesitating a little bit, like, oh, what should I do there? Or, you know, I'm having plays. You know, once they're lined up, you know, I want to be sure that they know their assignment and then go make the plays. You know, I don't want them thinking too much. You think, you play a little slower, so I want them to seeing it, reading it, and then attacking it right away.
Coach, what do you anticipate Van Meter to try to do defensively to slow you guys down? I doubt they change much from week to week.
No, I mean, they run a kind of a shell cover two look in there. I think they might be a little more aggressive on our outside, take away some of our RPOs. But I think they really got to respect our running backs and stuff too. But, you know, I see them. Their linebackers read well and they flow well, so I can see them being pretty aggressive in there. I'm looking to shoot gaps. So we've been working on our line on a few different calls and stuff for them that help give us a little bit more time to get to where we want to go.
where do you feel like you can have some success?
You know, we saw some receivers stepping up huge this week. So from last week's game, so we'll be looking to get guys a little bit more in space, and then look to attack it there, and you know, just kind of throwing a few wrinkles from some of our formation sets that we've seen so far this week, and try to attack them there.
Coach, I know you got 2 weeks left of the regular season, one after this, but with playoffs right around the corner and everybody being in the playoffs this year, do you start to peek ahead at this point to get yourself kind of focused on what you want to be able to accomplish in the playoffs?
Right at the article that came out yesterday, we have no idea right now who to be playing. So, like I said, we're really just focusing on us. You know, we've seen every type of offense this year. So, you know, if we can work on, you know, our simple blocking, tackling, assignments, communication, that's our big focus. You know, that's going to be our goal this week. I think that's what's motivated our kids. I know our record isn't the best this year. They know that, you know, we've had some guys out. We played to our schedule. But, you know, our goal is to be playing our best football, have everybody ready to go by week eight. So, that's kind of what's been driving guys this week, you know, for what our record is right now. We don't feel that way at practice. You know, we're competing. We're getting better. Shout out to our seniors for, you know, continuing to build that foundation for the direction we're heading and stuff too. So, morale and stuff isn't good in that sense.
Well, Coach, I tell you what, always good to catch up with you before the game here tonight. Wish you the best of luck. Looking forward to chatting with you as well for the MC Country Cafe Coaches Show. And I know Tom will really look forward to catching up with you following the game for the New Way Ford Scoreboard Show.
Absolutely. I'm sure he will.
You bet. Head coach again, Ryan Steinkamp with the Kemper Knights. So we'll step away. We'll send it to Tom Hawkapp and Randy Snyder with more of the Mackey Motors pregame here on 1380 AM, 95.1 FM, KCIM.